It's the time of colorful celebrations all around, and in this episode, I will be quickly gathering the leftover pieces of conversation about few of beta agonistic drugs, and one of them is beta selective agonist drug, while the other one is beta 3 selective agonist drug. So without any delay, let's commence the conversation. Welcome all to his Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your minds, is pharmacology difficult? Lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. Let's begin with a beta 2 selective agonistic drug, and the name is Rydodrine. Rydodrine is quite well known uterine relaxant drug. It's given parenterally to prevent or stop the premature labor process. Its fatal side effects, they are not to be ignored, and they hamper the availability of this drug in US markets. Yes, it's not available in US markets, and for the time being, no more further details to be given about this drug in this episode. Let's talk beta 3 agonistic drug. And before that, I begin the drug, I want to give a brief historical account. Beta 3 receptors, they were confirmed by Imorine et al. In 1980s. The mechanism is via the G protein coupled receptor, and that is the cyclic AMP pathway. The beta 3 receptors, they are highly responsive to noradrenaline and less responsive to adrenaline. And it would be nice time to tell you all that their response to the beta blocker drugs is also very poor. The major sites where beta 3 receptors are found in our body, they are brown adipose tissues, ileum, and gallbladder. Their prominent use is in the treatment of urinary incontinence. And now it's the time to let open the crowned name of the drug, and the name is Mirabegron. Mirabegron causes relaxation of the detrusor muscles and improves efficacy of the bladder functioning. It's of great use in overactive bladder. The major adverse effects to account for Mirabegron, they are high blood pressure, headache, nausea, infection in the urinary tract. One good to know fact about the pharmacokinetic mechanism of Mirabegron is its high propensity to inhibit the capital CYP2D6 enzymes. And the purpose of telling of this particular fact is that it may show drug interactions with drugs like digoxin and desipramine. Now, before I bring down the curtain to the topic of beta receptor agonistic drugs, it would be a good idea to summarize the major adverse effects of the beta receptor agonist drugs. The major adverse effects, they are generally a consequence of the over-responsiveness of these receptors. The major threat is for the cardiac patients, and switching of the route of the drug administration to inhalation sets the respiratory patients in a safer zone. Tolerance development is very common, and it is well managed by initial low dose orally and progressive dose enhancement. Tremors, anxiety, they are other negative symptoms which may be seen especially due to oral or parenteral routes of drug administration. When the drugs are administered via the parenteral route, then one commonly seen symptom is tachycardia. Arrhythmias, they are commonly occurring in the patients of coronary artery disease and atherosclerosis. Another good to know fact regarding the adverse drug reactions of beta receptor agonist is that monoamine oxidase inhibitors, they should be avoided for the reasons of causing arrhythmias in the patients who are taking beta receptor agonistic drugs, and they should be discontinued at least 2 weeks prior to the therapy of beta receptor agonistic drugs. Other side effects include metabolic side effects like increase in the concentration of glucose, free fatty acids, lactate, etc. Hypokalemia, that is decrease in the blood plasma concentration of potassium, is also very common, and it synergizes with the simultaneous administration of drugs like digoxin and diuretics. Current researchers, they give an indication of cardiac necrosis, which is seen in experimental animals due to beta receptor agonistic drug therapy. Well, these were brief conclusive remarks about the beta receptor agonistic drugs, and these were in fact indispensable and definitely demanded few minutes of your valuable time in this festive season. I know it's a colorful festivity round of jubilation at our end, and for the same reason I'm sending everyone and overseas the bountiful rainbow of varieties, delectable sweets, blessed moments, happy surprises and magical coming true of awaited wishes and desires. For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, do visit www.ispharmacologydifficult.com, where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about medical sciences, drug information updates and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name, is Pharmacology Difficult. If you're listening for the first time, do subscribe and follow whatever platform you are consuming this episode. Stay tuned. Do read and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.